Day, please find your way to a seat and we'll get started. All right, roll call, general announcements. Everybody is in attendance with the exception of Dr. Bonser and Robert Wittenstein, so duly noted. General announcements, John, I'll start with you. Do you have anything?
We have a comprehensive land use planning meeting this Wednesday, Dunwoody United Methodist Church at 7 p.m. dealing with transportation. We encourage everybody to attend. Let's see. President Obama announced today that there's a call for action for service, public service, and up until September 11th. And today I was notified that there's a walking trail that's being, a walking running track being put around Peachtree Charter Middle School. And it's looking for volunteers. There's also a volunteer Dunwoody coordination group being spearheaded, and I'm looking for a volunteer to serve as my representative to the Dunwoody Volunteer Committee. And finally, some of you know that I was selling my house, and I was able to sell my house in 31 days. I have a contract at about 95% of asking price. So. Big news to me.
John, please don't mention that to the post office. All right, is that it, John?
That's it for me.
All right, Sandy? Sandy, do you have anything?
This weekend at the Dunwoody Nature Center, Friday night, 6 to 8 o'clock, they have monarchs and margaritas. I don't know what a margarita is. Anyway, it's very successful. It's kind of a fundraiser for the Dunwoody Nature's Club. And Saturday, for everybody, from 9:30 till 2 o'clock, they have the Butterfly Festival, which they have over 600 different types of butterflies in a tent. And it's kind of neat. You get to go in the tent, the butterflies land on you and all that other stuff. And all kidding aside, I would highly recommend both venues because they are good, they're exciting, they're community, they build community spirit, and they support the Dunwoody Nature Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. All right, Tom. We'll move to invocation of Danny, if you could please lead us.
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values, give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Councilman Portal, would you be the honor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting minutes. Everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes from May 26th and June 8th. Is there any comment? I vote we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All right, Mr. Taylor, second on that. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of May 26th and June 8th minutes. Meeting agenda. I've got two items I'd like to add. So I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda, and we'll stick this on... we'll call this H2, and this will be for two proclamations, one for Guy Boonwit and one for Michael Nestle.
Right. I'll second that.
Any discussion on this? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the agenda is amended. Any other discussion on the agenda? All right. We're now at public comment. Brian, if you could check for additional cards. In the meantime, Rich Garrett, if you could make your way to the podium, please, sir. Does someone have the mic? Is that us there, Warren?
Yes, sir. The podium. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't done this very often, but I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I'm here... my name is Richard Garrett, and I'm here, and I work with a company called Radar Sign. And the reason I'm here is because speeding is perhaps one of the largest complaints that we get not only here in Dunwoody, but across the country, and we have a solution for that. We were fortunate enough on May 4th to conduct a test on North Peachtree by Chestnut Hill Elementary School. Perhaps some of you, John Hennigan and others, were involved in that. This was coordinated by PEDS, which was a Metro Atlanta Pedestrian and Advocacy Group, with support from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety and the City of Dunwoody, including John and the Director of Public Works, Richard Meehan, and Chief Rogan. Basically, the test was for 2 weeks. We installed one of the signs on Chestnut, by the Chestnut Elementary School, with the sign turned off. The second week, we turned the sign on, and it flashed. If you're over the speed, they told you what the speed was when you're under the speed. And the results, I think, were pretty incredible for those that have seen them. It's been posted on YouTube. We actually have on the TV stations there. But we actually designed because it brought the driver's attention to what they were doing and created awareness, reduced the fastest cars by over 50%. A pedestrian struck by a car going 40 miles an hour has only a 90% chance of dying. So it's rather incredible. If you can slow down the car by 5 miles an hour, the chances of survival are much, much greater. Our signs have been proven. The radar non-display signs have been proven. You can slow speeders down on the average of 10 miles an hour by zapping their attention away from their cell phones, away from the text and messaging that they might be doing, and having them pay attention to the road. So I appreciate the opportunity to come up and make some comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Scott Fosbar.
My concern is exactly what Richard Garrett was talking about. These new street signs, it looks like there's a purchase order in right now for $50,000 to take care of those street signs. Is that correct?
Actually, Mr. Posbar, just rules of the road, we don't listen to back and forth. This is public comment.
No problem. I know that there's a purchase order out there right now for about $40,000, $47,000 that Danny's already looked at, that he's referred to Bob to take a look at for the automatic external defibrillators. And I think that would be a much better use of our money than these radar signs. They're guaranteed to save a life, not slow a speeder down by 10 miles an hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fosbar. Seeing that that was the last comment card, we do have another section for those of you new to these meetings. We have another section of public comment at the end, so anybody that wishes to speak at the end, grab a white card and fill it out. We'd be glad to hear from you. All right, moving on to mayor comment. I've got no comment tonight, much to the delight of my fellow councilmen, I'm sure. But we do have the new edition of the proclamation. So Sharon, could you do us the honor on these, please?
Proclamation. Whereas Guy Boonwit, an AFS foreign exchange student from Bangkok, Thailand, successfully completed a one-year study abroad, and whereas Guy Boonwit's host family resides in Dunwoody, Georgia, and Guy attended Dunwoody High School for the entire 2008-2009 school year, and whereas Guy Boonwit, as part of the AFS Foreign Exchange Program, was able to observe and participate in the unique process whereby Dunwoody became the newest city in the state of Georgia. And whereas the city of Dunwoody seeks to establish and maintain excellent relationships with individuals, businesses, and governments both locally and abroad. Now therefore, be it proclaimed by the Dunwoody Mayor and City Council that Guy Boonwit, while a legal resident of Bangkok, Thailand, is hereby made an honorary citizen of the city of Dunwoody.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to have a second proclamation, Guy, and then you can make your way up here, so hold tight.
Proclamation. Whereas Michael Nessel, an AFS foreign exchange student from Stuttgart, Germany, successfully completed a one-year study abroad, and whereas Michael Nessel's host family resides in Dunwoody, Georgia, and Michael attended Dunwoody High School for the entire 2008-2009 school year. And whereas Michael Nessel, as part of the AFS Foreign Exchange Program, was able to observe and participate in the unique process whereby Dunwoody became the newest city in the state of Georgia. And whereas the city of Dunwoody seeks to establish and maintain excellent relationships with individuals, businesses, and governments both locally and abroad. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by Dunwoody's mayor and city council that Michael Nessel, while a legal resident of Stuttgart, Germany, is hereby made an honorary citizen of the city of Dunwoody.
Guy and Michael, if you could make your way up here, and while you do, just on behalf of this council, we're proud of you two young gentlemen. Come on up, and we are happy to have you go to school and visit Dunwoody and grow a little bit, hopefully a lot, here in this great community. And we certainly hope that in your hearts and in your minds, you bring back to Bangkok and to Germany a big slice of Dunwoody and spread it around. So we're proud of you and what you've done for Dunwoody High School. And we're sorry to see you go. And we're sorry it took so long to make you an honorary citizen of this community. You've been hanging around for a long time. But guys, we're proud of you. So thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Now, if you want, you can go do something fun.
Can I say something?
You bet. Yeah, grab the microphone.
I just wanted to thank my family that they made it happen, and thank Mr. Taylor and the whole council and AFS. It's amazing. I really enjoyed that year, and thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, guys. Moving on to the consent agenda. We have any additional council comments? We'll backtrack. Denny, you have something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to, say something to the council here. There's a quick thing here that drops over, just so you know you wash your credit. But I've been harping on financial conservation here since I got here, and as long as I sit here, I'm going to continue to do that. And this brought home last week in the Atlanta Journal, I hope you all saw it, the 17th. There are four articles about counties and cities' finances. Here's DeKalb County. Reduces the development staff, and they were going to reduce it by 90, and they got it down to 6, and now I know it's 60 now. This is all last Wednesday's paper. Right on the side here is Snellville Shark Fall puts jobs in danger. They're going to propose a 24% tax property increase. They're backing off of that now. So they're going to cut 18 jobs, and they're thinking of closing City Hall for one day a week. Then here is the Gwinnett County, which is a pretty wealthy county. They've cut $20 million off their budget, and we're not stopping there, said Commissioner Chairman Charles Bannister. And from that, they're going to now cut completely the idea of expanding their police force and several other things. And then there's one other one here on a positive note out of four of them. I hope you read this about Decatur. And Decatur is one of the better run cities in the state of Georgia. And, well, we're right there with them. But it says here in the headlines, Decatur, $1.3 million savings to be spent. So they agreed to spend $1.3 million of savings this year and next to keep taxes the same for the residents. Despite dipping into the reserve fund, the city will still have $5.9 million in savings, almost one-third of their annual budget. I guess my whole point is just bringing this up is saying that, I call it contingency fund, rainy day fund, whatever you have, but I want to continue to emphasize that all of us amongst the council that it is so important. One out of four entities in a governmental had the money to back it and do without raising taxes and without cutting services. And that's what we will have to have is a contingency and rainy day fund because, without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen of the council, the rainy day will come, and we will have to have that money set aside. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Shortle. What was the name of that paper? I've never heard that.
I don't either. It's Atlanta somebody.
New Jersey. All right, thank you for pointing that out, and I think we all share your conservative views on the budget, so thank you for that. The moving on to the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the consent agenda.
I will second that. Any discussion on the consent agenda? All in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, consent agenda passes. We are moving on to unfinished business. Second read.
An ordinance amending Chapter 4 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by allowing the city manager to make an administrative decision regarding suspension or revocation of alcohol license.
Thank you. Warren?